listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Bob Pincott, a local doctor from Townsville, who's going to be speaking to us about his toy sales that he holds every weekend when weather permits, with a small percentage of the sales going towards the Bro Missisquoi Perkins Foundation. So Bob, can you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and your connection to the Bro Missisquoi Perkins Hospital and its foundation?
I came here as a medical student in 1959 and spent the summer at the hospital. And out of that, Dr. Gilles Bisson, who was a surgeon here at that time, asked me if I would come back. And come back I did in 1961 after I finished my internship at the Royal Victoria Hospital, and worked here steadily until I retired in 1997, after which I went down to Newfoundland on a number of occasions to do what is called the locums tenens replacement in small hospitals. My connection with the foundation, I was on the board for a while, but I don't like meetings very much. And so I support them by making toys which they can auction off or sell. And presently, I will give them a fairly significant percentage of the money I make on these toys over the summer.
Okay. And what gave you the idea to start these toy sales?
Well, if I don't sell them or give them, I can't keep on making them. And I enjoy woodworking. So okay. I either sell them, I sell some privately. I sold a train recently to a friend. So now I can make another train.
Yeah, and you're mentioning to me before we started this interview that you also help other organizations as well, and you give them some of these toys too, right?
Other charitable organizations such as the Missisquoi Museum, which I'm a member, the Diapason, the Catholic Church in Bromont, the Knights of Columbus for their Christmas handouts, and anybody else who's interested.
And when did you start doing this exactly? How long have you been doing this?
Making toys?
Yes.
I would think I've been making toys. I made toys for our kids, probably, or our grandkids, probably over 40 years, 45 years perhaps. Since I've retired, it says, to keep on making toys, I have to get rid of them. So what better way to get rid of them than giving them to an organization that can make some money on it?
Exactly. And can you describe these toys to people, for our listeners, a little bit, and what you look to build for these organizations?
Well, if we look at them, there's an articulated dog about 14 inches long, and that's a pull toy for kids, and its legs move. And there's an articulated duck whose wings flap. Bulldozer carrier, which is a truck with a bulldozer on it, and the bulldozer is detachable.
So anything that will catch a children's interest, basically.
That's right. And there are a whole bunch of little toys, animals and cars, dogs, cats, turtles, rabbits.
And I was wondering, have you noticed that the impact that your toy sales have had on the community in terms of helping putting a smile on a child's face and the support it provides to organizations?
It's interesting. One of the people that works at the hospital foundation, an employee, told me the other day that she still has a toy that I gave her when she was 5 years old.
Wow.
And she's certainly a long way from five.
So you see it. It's special to them.
Apparently.
So these toy sales, can people just stop in at your home and make their contribution every weekend? How does it work exactly?
I put my toys out on a table on the end of the driveway with a price list attached. And then I go about doing my things in the yard and the garden. And if people stop and want to buy something, I find my way over there, and I get rid of a toy or two on a weekend, and see some people that are some that I know and some that I don't know. And it's a kind of a social thing.
Okay. And can you provide detail as to how the money raised from this supports the hospital?
Well, what they do with it, I don't know. It goes to the foundation. Okay. There are no strings attached. Interestingly enough, I've been involved with a hockey group, and we've also given a lot of money to the foundation.
Can you just provide a little bit of detail as to when these drives take place? It's only on the weekend, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Well, if somebody phoned me up and said they'd like a toy, I'd certainly go and meet them.
Can you tell people where they can find you?
I live at 401 Rue Principale in Cowansville on the corner of Spring Street in a big old white house. And the car's in the driveway, I'm here.
And I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Bob, that you think would be important for people to know about your toy sales and the contribution that it makes here to the community.
So I enjoy doing it. It's a hobby, it's a pastime.
Well, thank you so much, Bob, for speaking to us. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for coming.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.